Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mohamud officially ratified the Convention on the Rights of Children at a ceremony held in a Mogadishu school. Somalia is the 195th state party to sign the document.
We want our children to be leaders who can take on national and international responsibilities. Some of the children in front of me today will be among the leaders that take responsibility for the Somali nation and the world as well.
The convention articulates a set of universal rights to protect children. Among them is right to life, survival, and development. Decades of conflict in the East African nation have raised its child and maternal mortality rates to among the worst in the world. But with the recent signing, the United Nations Children's Fund has expressed hope that in the near future, Somalia's government will be in a position to protect its own children.
UNICEF looks forward to working with the government to implement this convention and work towards achieving key results on the protection of children's rights within the next 2 years. The next 2 years are actually key, because as the government will be submitting the first progress report on the implementation of this convention.
According to UN figures, 1 in 7 Somali children die before reaching the age of 5, mostly from preventable illnesses, and only 4 in 10 children are in school. Human rights activists in Mogadishu welcomed the signing as a positive step. Amina Arale of the Somali Women Development Center says that the Somali government will now be held accountable for any violation against children.
It's the responsibility of the government to ensure the rights of the children are protected. By signing the agreement, the government can be held accountable on any crime committed on children at the courts. The Somali children have a golden opportunity and will have their rights protected.
Although implementing the accord will take time, the government says it will now work on drafting and adopting child-friendly policies and systems, implement measures to boost child survival, development, participation and protection, and provide regular reports on its progress to the UN's Committee on the Rights of the Child. Abdulaziz Bilal for VOA News, Mogadishu.